From the time period of 1850 to 1890, America was generally known for the idea of manifest destiny. Manifest destiny was created by the fact that the American people were connected to the English civilization. It gave them a sense of superiority over others in North America because that they believed that they were white and civilized, therefore superior. They believe it was destined by God to expand their borders with no limit, area, or country. The traveling and expansion were part of the spirit of manifest destiny. It was God's will that Americans spread over the entire continent, and they could control and populate the countries they saw fit. Manifest destiny would bring money, land, resources, and a strengthened economy to the Americans. It also caused war and tension with Mexico for the same reasons. They spread their traditions and institutions while at the same time enlightening primitive nations. Beginning in the 1800s and lasting almost to the present time, Native American children were forcibly removed from their families and sent to live in boarding schools. The task of civilizing or normalization was carried out by the federal government and delegated to the churches, which could educate or inculcate children from a young age. The schools were located generally near the reservations, but as they soon learned, the children would still hold the cultural values of their peoples. So what they ended up doing was sending those native children thousands of miles away to completely isolate them and segregate them from their native people. In 1872, the Board of Indian Commissioners undertook Christianization of Native Americans. And the Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Catholic, Baptist, and Unitarian churches each supported that method. Upon arrival to the schools, the students were conditioned to cut their hair. They were dressed in a different culture. They had to abandon their native language, and they were forced to use their, or forbidden to use their native names. This is embodied by a famous quote from Reverend A.G. Lippincott: "Let all that is Indian within you die."
The Native American people were constantly pressured to move farther away from lands and neglected by the United States government. The United States government breached many treaties that they signed in search of fortunes in either pass across country. One such example of this would be the creation of the Fort Laramie Treaty and then the subsequent ignoring or voiding of that with the Dawes Act of 1877. The Fort Laramie Treaty did a lot to try and make the Native American people move into an even smaller area than they had already been promised. It gave them the rights to the Black Hills, and it said that they would have nobody interfere with any of their acts or anything that they were doing on that land. Subsequently, when they found out that there was gold and resources and an easier way across in those Black Hills, the United States government said, well, you know, it's going to be our time to take what we want, and we're going to do it by saying that we're going to give them all these things, such as housing for many different people, and such as like engineers and carpenters and doctors, and then they would give all these things to them and also take even more land than they had already taken.
So the Native Americans were forcibly removed from their reservations, and this caused them to have several different battles unfold between them and the U.S. government. Some of these battles included the Sand Creek Massacre, the Battle of Little Bighorn, Wounded Knee, and the Dakota War of 1862. And the most violent battle of all of these was the Wounded Knee Massacre, and it was the last clash between the Sioux Indians and the United States Army. And basically, they forced the Native Americans to surrender their weapons to them, and this caused a battle to unfold between them, and over 150 Native Americans died from this battle. And this caused them to become extremely weak, which led them to be put into Indian boarding schools by the United States. And in these boarding schools, they were sexually harassed, they were physically restrained, and Christianity was forced on them, and the United States was able to commit cultural genocide. And they were forcibly removed from their homelands and their families, and the death rate was very high at these schools due to the lack of food and the unsanitary living conditions that were provided to them.
So part of the problem with the actions taken by the United States government during Manifest Destiny is the question of its constitutionality. Obviously, the Christian boarding schools violate the First Amendment by denying the Native Americans the right to practice their individual religions, strictly stripping them of these cultural viewpoints and habits and behaviors. In terms of the government and its infringement on them as individual sovereignties, the 10th Amendment and the 11th Amendment both kind of bar them from these actions, whereas the 10th is the U.S. government doing things with the consent of the people. They're doing things to people that can't give their consent because they're not considered U.S. citizens. Whilst the 11th just... So, as previously stated, they're not considered U.S. citizens. So the United States government really doesn't hold any legal power over them, which the 11th Amendment touches on. And yet the United States government kind of wielded that over them by forcing them into certain areas on the premise of their cultural beliefs and race and so forth.
In conclusion, the Native Americans were attacked and persecuted unconstitutionally by the United States government.